Hello, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. And I am Yemisi, your host. On this podcast, we bring you real stories from people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and the world. These are the voices of resilience, discovery, and growth. And they remind us that sometimes all it takes is one moment, one opportunity, or even one person to change the entire course of your journey. Sometimes the people around us hold the key to the next version of who we can become. Today's guest, Kiss Ojo, is a perfect example of that. Her journey into product design began because a friend saw potential in her and decided to share a list of tech skills with her. Since then, she has gone from self-learning the basics of product design to receiving multiple scholarships, building real-world products, and becoming part of a vibrant tech community through the Women Texas Fellowship. But we won't give too much away just yet, so let's hear directly from Kiss about where it all started, what she's learned along the way, and how she's designing not just products, but a career full of purpose. So wherever you go, grab a drink, settle in, and let's dive right in. Hello, Peace. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Yemisi. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Let's meet Peace. Can you briefly introduce yourself? Who is Peace? Where did you grow up? What do you do? You know, what makes it tick?
So, yeah, my name is Peace. Kiss Ojo. So I am from Ekiti State. So I grew up in different states. I didn't actually like grow up in one state. So I graduated from University of Ibadan, where I studied sociology. Apart from tech, apart from sociology, apart from product design, I also crochet. I love making beautiful outfits out of wool and yarn. Yeah. So apart from being a sociologist and being a product designer, I as well crochet. Yes.
Thank you.
Where in Ekiti are you from? I'm from Ekiti State.
I'm from Imesi Ekiti.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool. So you said you grew up in multiple states. Where can you list some of them?
Okay. I was born in Zamfara and I spent my early years there. So from Zamfara, I moved to Port Harcourt and Ekiti. Then I moved to Akure, then Ibadan, where I schooled.
Wow. You're going to like almost different regions in Nigeria. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so how did you decide to change your career path? Like, how did you come across the idea of a career in tech? And out of all the possible paths you could have taken, why did you choose product design?
Okay. So it all started in 2020. I think that COVID period was a blessing in disguise. Let me put it that way. Because
we're at home.
And I think, yes, I am waiting to resume final year in Bessel Ibadan. So we're at home for that 2020. So, yeah, 2020. So I was just sleeping, waking up, and I was not really doing anything meaningful. Just sleep, wake up, doing the same routine. And I just had that one day, I was like, is this how my life will look like when I actually graduate? So I just want to sit down and just be looking. So I just like messaged a friend of mine and it was like, okay, have you heard of tech and all? Prior to that, I use Snapchat, but I found Snapchat is very complicated at first, just confusing. So I was like, why is this app so confusing? So I didn't really know anything about product design and all. So when my friend, I spoke to him and he shared me like list of tech courses I can just take. I did my research, every single one of them, and I just, okay, product design. Since when I was in secondary school, I play around with CorelDRAW. I use CorelDRAW a lot. So I used to draw shapes and all. So I was like, okay, this makes sense. And I, for my research, I was able to gather that, okay, product designers are the people that like work on the digital screens. I saw that, okay, they are, like, for example, our WhatsApp screen where we chat, move from one flow to another flow, they were the ones that like design the interface that customer come in contact. I was like, okay, this makes sense. So from there, I was even able to understand, okay, Snapchat. So okay, there are people that actually like designed this Snapchat interface. So why is it that complicated? So like, I was able to gather an idea. I was like, okay, this is what I think I can do. So it started from self-learning. I was watching YouTube just to get an idea of, okay, what really then does a product designer do? So like, that was the beginning. So from there, when COVID then was off, I went back to school. My mom got a laptop for me. She was thinking I wanted to use it for projects, but me, I already had plans for it. I had plan of, oh, not just, it's not just project. I just want to learn how to use Figma, because then I didn't have a system. So I was just like doing some research, just reading practically. So when I got to school, I had a friend that said her brother does Figma, she has an idea. So I had to go to her room every night. You think maybe I've not even in sociology again, like, have I abandoned my course? There's a way I do it, like, okay, after lectures at night, I'll just go to her room, okay, put me through, how can I draw this rectangle, how can I do this? So she was able to put me through the help of her and her brother. So it all started from there. So I was able to manage my time well. So I did like during the day, school runs and all lectures, class. Then when at night, I run to her room, then at night I have time to, okay, just at least I tried to make it like an intentional effort to at least do something about product design every day. So I was actually like stalking the internet as well. Like, I was always checking for opportunities and all. So yes, that was how it started.
Interesting. So how did you find out about the Women Success Fellowship, and what was that experience like for you?
I found out through a friend, that's Anna. She got in, I think, 2021. Yeah, she got in 2021. So I see her status, always posting women tech stuff, like, tech for them. And like, I could see the growth, like, in her career, because she speaks about tech for them a lot on her status. So I was like, okay. I messaged her. I was like, oh, okay, I think I would love to join this fellowship. What's the process like? And also, I was able to get to know tech for them through her, because she was loud about this. She was always talking about it. And learning alone has just been boring. Like, I might face some challenges. There's nobody to, like, okay, talk to. I just needed, like, that structured learning platform. And I could see that she was talking about it. And I just messaged her. And she was like, okay, they're even starting another fellowship program now. And soon, and she'll send me the link. And also, when it opened, I applied. So as I then, like, there's a lot of, you have to fill like that form, so I have to take my time, that this fellowship, I want to get into this fellowship. So I filled the form, submitted, I was hopeful, and I passed the first stage, did video, second stage interview, and I got in. I was so happy. You will think I won like 5 million naira the day I got that congratulations message. Yeah, I mean, accepted. I even did a video that was dancing. I was just so happy that finally, because of the way she pictured it, I was like, wow, this is a dream come true. So when it all started, I would really give it all my best, because it was during my NYC and I had the time. Thank God my PPA was not that time consuming. So I had that time to learn very well. So it was really interesting. I was able to meet amazing people. The learning was my tutor, Mona, like, even with the fact that at the beginning, she's not a Nigerian. Yeah. So like, it was at the beginning, we were all scared that are we going to be able to learn and all, but it was a very wonderful experience. She's someone that carries everybody along. She does not mind explaining the same thing like over 20 times. She said, do you understand? She'll go over it again, just making sure that everybody is carried along. That was it for me. And she's actually also approachable. Like, you can enter a DM and say, Mona, this is it. So it was, the learning was just very interesting. And if there are challenges that I face, I can reach out to my team members. Okay, my team lead, Tony, that time, I would like reach out to her, okay, can you put me through this? I can't make it of a picture on Figma, or I need to do research. So I can reach out to people, my team, so everybody's ready to like help. It was a very like, how would I put it, growing community. Like, everybody's there to support each other, everybody's there to like help each other. So that having that safe space for me was, and apart from even teaching us the tech skills, there was the soft skills aspect that I really loved, where like people are invited to teach us, okay, it's not just about having the skills, there's communication, there's teamwork. So the soft skills actually help a lot. That it's not just getting the tech skills. There are actually soft skills too that you need to have. So all those soft skills too are actually what help, like how you can work with team, because working with team can be a lot. So like we're taught, okay, how we can work with team, how we can communicate well, how we can improve our CV. So it was a rich, let me put it that, it was a rich program for me. And that was what like kickstarted my product design career, because even after Tech for Dev, my first like experience with like team, so I got it through Tech for Dev internship program. I interned in Cronage. Yeah. So that was what gave me my first experience with a team. And that was what kickstart my career.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. How was it landing your first role as a product designer coming from a sociology background? You know, was it a smooth transition, or did you face like any challenges along the way?
Okay. For me, I would say it was smooth, because sociology, basically, right from school, we do a lot of research. You know, sociology, we study like people and society, we study like how group of people behave a certain way, how they react a certain way. Like we do research, we can do research on a community of people in, let's say, Oshobo. Why do they eat this kind of food? Like that's like what sociology is all about, like understanding people, solving their problem. So it was in the research aspect, it was kind of like very easy for me, because I was like, okay, this is sociology, this is like we do a lot of research, we try to solve problems in society, we try to understand why people behave the certain way, why they react the certain way. So for me, in the research aspect, it was very smooth, because I was like, okay, I can just translate this into product. Okay, so I'm trying to gather research. Why am I building this app? What are the pain points of people using this app? Okay, why should people come and use the app I'm building? How am I trying to solve their problem? How am I trying to make their life easier? So it was easy for me in the research aspect. So Where I would say I had a little issue was just the technical aspect, trying to not understand the tool, like the Figma tools, and it was not like really of a big challenge for me, because I was like able to. Figma is not really complicated; it's straightforward. So it was smooth for me because of my background of sociology, having to read a lot, having to write, do some research. So yeah, sociology helped me to fit into tech easily. Yeah, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. So now you've transitioned from your internship to a full-time role. How was that? What was that experience like, going from internship into your full-time role? What were some of the skills that you relied on to, you know, help you make that move?
Okay. So when I interned at Cronage, it was just like basically, okay, learning for me. It was like basically, okay, now you now have the practical experience. So I was able to make use of that particular period, because then it was like not much of like difficult tasks were given to interns. Okay, just like maybe little. But I was somebody that like I wanted to learn. So my line manager at that time, I'm always like, okay, I don't know what I was like, why are you just always giving me change color, change square? Like, I want to do something. Why is it that, okay, it's only when you just change the color, I can actually do more than this. How will I know that I can do this thing if I'm not like giving more time for you to change? Yeah, so yeah, exactly. They started giving me like, okay, flow, okay, work on this flow, work on onboarding flow, work on this flow. So that actually like gave me that confidence that, okay, when I worked on it and it gave me feedback, or that sometimes I would just say, oh, this is very good, like my self-esteem would just increase to others. He said, like, wow, I do this. So all those little steps actually, like, they, like, I was able to build that self-confidence. Like, I was able to be like, okay, yes, I can do this. So when I had the opportunity to move from an internship to that, I moved to like a product designer proper role. So I was I was like, those boldness and those little steps, and I wasn't able to build portfolio too as well. Like, I was able to build, like, okay, I've worked on something. It actually, and I wasn't able to even talk about my experience there because I was able to work with him. So, like, those are what, like, helped me to be able to, like, land that particular job I got. And when I got there, I already had that confidence based on the fact that, okay, I've been able to work on some tasks when I was doing my internship. I didn't, like, shy away from taking those boot steps. So they actually helped me when I got, like, a role from being an intern. So I was able to take up a lot of challenging tasks when I got my new role. And I could remember the first week I resumed, like, my first task was, okay, you have to design our website in the space of 1 week. I was like, wow. So, like, that was my welcome. That was like my, and it was like, it has a lot of screens, not something like maybe just one page. I have to design for Nigeria, for Canada, for UK. Like, they have like different. So that was my first task. So, and I was like, okay, 1 week. Then whether I've had experience and I've been able to do so, I was able to deliver the space of that 1 week, and everybody was like, wow, this is good. So those little steps that I took then really, like, helped me, like, taking, you know, they would say take those baby steps, take those bold steps. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and that has been helping me, like, even to you now.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. So one of the components of the fellowship is the mentorship aspect of it, and you have spoken openly about the impact of having a mentor and how that has really helped you in your journey. So what does a good mentor look like to you, and what advice would you give someone who is probably looking out for a mentor or trying to get into, like, a mentorship program?
Okay, so how it all started for me, I was at the beginning, I was not even really, like, making use of that opportunity, and thank God that I actually, like, got into it properly. So a good mentor for me is someone that actually wants to see you grow, someone that wants to see you, like, different from, like, who you were before, like, you met them. So for me, it has really been a very beautiful experience, because my mentor, yeah, I think it was 2023 years that, yeah, it first started. We used to have a group mentorship and all. I was not serious at the beginning, but towards, I was like, this is a live opportunity that I'm misusing. So I had to, like, sit myself down, and I messaged that. I told her that, okay, I'm sorry for my lazy attitude. I now want to be serious and all. So that was how it all started. So I was always, like, reaching out to her for help, for assistance. And apart from just going to people for, okay, I want to take, there's actually, like, a way to just, you should not just make it look like, okay, you just want to get from this person, You can, like, as well reach out to them, like, I could assist them some tasks, like, not with the mindset of, okay, probably I want to get something from you, or they just, like, okay, I just want to learn how we do things, how you are able to, like, build products and also it just comes from a process for me, just to learn, not just, okay, just help me, just, okay, once I get this thing, I'm done. Even to the part that, okay, even check up on your mentor. It's not everything that you come, okay, this is design. Just like, if I just check up on your mentor, it isn't going to give that feeling of, okay, this person actually just cares about me, apart from, okay, I'm just mentoring now. You show that care as a mentee, like, okay, even if you really don't have, like, a big and something you want to do for her, but that little care, that care of, okay, you're not just there to just get, and just check up on that. So that is how the relationship then built. That a particular time where I was even out of job, I even reached out to her, and she was like, okay, you can assist me on this, and she was like, she's not going to allow me to do this for you, like, she's not going to pay me. So, like, I was not even going with the mindset of, oh, okay, will pay me. No, it was like, I just want to get my hand busy. And also, having a mentor is going to, like, save me from a lot of stress, there are some times that you might be having. I remember when I was trying to build my portfolio, I reached out to her, okay, how should I go about rebuilding this portfolio? She was able to like put me through. She even shared her own portfolio with me as a guideline, how I can go through it. And if I want to design on Figma, she gives me feedback. And she made the journey just easy. You know, when you have somebody that you can always run to, when you're like, oh, I don't even know what to do, you can just run to that. And that person is really open to help you, to teach you, to hold your hand and say, okay, this level that I've gotten to, you can as well get to that level. You can as well like get to that, even surpass that level. You know, when you have somebody that is not even like, okay, maybe they haven't used competitive mindset into that, oh, open person is not competitive. Just that feeling of, I want this person to grow, I want to make an impact in this person's life. It's just really beautiful, really, because when it actually got like really like emotional for me was, like I said, was when I was actually like out of job for some period of time, and she was just there to help, even to recommend, even to refer. So like just having a mentor just makes the work easier. I'll put it that way for me. Yeah. So what to look at for a good mentor? Someone that is like willing to help you, to carry you along, to see you grow, to impart, to also share knowledge, their personal experience too, so that you will even make some of the mistakes that they made and all. So just to make your own journey easier. Let me put it that way. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing that piece. Okay, so looking back from where you started to where you are now, what's one mindset or maybe one habit that has made the biggest difference in your journey? Especially on days maybe when you when self-doubt crept in.
Okay. So for me, it's never to give up. I have that mindset of it's either I win or I win. Like, there's two options. Option A is win. Option B is win. So I've just had that to just keep reminding myself not to give up. Yeah, there are seasons and there are times. There are seasons that you might be having all the gigs, everything is just working. There are seasons that there might not really be much gig, or there's even no gig at all. So those periods are not at the time for me to be like, okay, I'm done with it. I'm no longer doing it. You know, like I've seen results, so I've learned to always show up as well. Because there are some days that even of recent, I was like, I'm even this that product is ever. What am I even doing? Like I will open a Twitter, open LinkedIn. I'll see people like, what am I doing? I just have to just remind myself that okay, it started from somewhere and I've gotten to this particular stage. So this is not like the time for me to give up or to have that doubt. Yeah, I'm saying that that's my comment. I'm like, hey, do I even know how to do this? See what this person is doing. But just keep reminding yourself that you can do it. And you have that, you are not giving up spirit, that you keep on trying, keep on trying. And period like that, in the period that maybe there are not much things, I try to make use of those periods to learn, to like upskill, to just improve myself, like learn. And I've also learned to understand that showing up might not be like 100%. There are some days that I can show up 100%. There are some days that I can show up 10%. There are days I can show up 5%. But I'm showing up and I'm not giving up. I'm not like, okay, I'm not doing again. Because they say life is a risk. You keep on taking it, because if you don't take that step, you will not even know if maybe you make it or you not make it. And even if you do not even make it, it's not a total failure. I won't even count it as a failure, because you've actually learned. There are some things that you've learned during those periods, and you can as well pick those things that you've learned that are not even going to help you for the next step. So yeah, those are like the principles that are like that are keeping me going. Like, I know that I want to. I have like a goal that I'm looking at, and I've not gotten there yet. So even if I'm showing up 5% today, I'll show you. Tomorrow can be 10. We'll keep on going. Tomorrow, next tomorrow can be 100. You just keep showing up and not giving up.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Never give up. what you said just reminded me of something that I read recently, where, you know, how maybe on some days, like you said, right, you maybe, for instance, there's just a day that is only 60% you can give. If you give that 60%, you've given 100% of what you are able to give at that moment in time, which is really profound, right? Just tells us that you just need to keep showing up, you know, keep showing up, do your best, and, you know, everything will work itself out. Thank you so much, Peace, for joining us today, for sharing your story. Thank you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. From a spark of encouragement by a friend to a self-taught beginner and now a thriving product designer, your path is proof that potential is powerful when nurtured with action. It's the intentionality that you put into what you do. And what stands out to me from your story is your curiosity, your willingness to keep showing up, and your openness to both give and to receive support. And so anyone who is listening today, if you don't have it all figured out yet, you just need one moment or one decision or one community to help you get started. You know, just keep showing up, putting your best every day to what capacity you have. And maybe like Peace, you've discovered that the very thing you were curious about will become the career that changes everything. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tech Empowered. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with someone who needs a little inspiration. And if you've been enjoying the episode so far, show some love on social media, share, and tune in next time for more stories of transformation. I remain your humble host, Yemisi. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep building. Bye for now.